Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. This is the day that He has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. I want to first of all thank all my listeners for tuning in on today. I am Prophetess Martha Williams tuning in to from Prophetic Corner. Go ahead and text a neighbor, Tebow, and tweet them, hit them up on Facebook. Let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, we want to go ahead and get our announcements on out of the way. Amen. I know everybody's went to church and had a Holy Ghost good time. Well, we're going to continue. Amen. Glory to God. That Holy Ghost good time. Good God Almighty. Ain't God good? Not just some of the time. You know, some people quote that all the time. They say, God is good all the time. You know, and then when trials come, tribulations, where is He? They forget all about what they said. If you said God is good, then hey, He's good. He's going to be there through the trial. He's going to be there through the test. He's going to be there through the tribulation. He's going to be there. Glory to God. He's omnipotent everywhere, and He's all things that you need Him to be. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go ahead with our announcements. First of all, if you missed it on yesterday, you missed a treat. We had Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew. The show came on Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern. It was just a dynamic show. I mean, Elder prayed, she preached. Amen. Hallelujah. If you listened, hallelujah, she even prophesied. Amen. The word of God. Glory to God. You know, she sent out some really good nuggets on yesterday. You can go back and hear the show on demand if you missed it. But I always, like I said, I like to get mine fresh off the press because it was awesome. It was awesome yesterday. And then if you move on down, we'll call the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. And this show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern. And the next Hour of Power will be none other than Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. And this show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. And I want to also encourage you, she is an author, and that book is still selling, amen. It's hot, so you got to go ahead and grab your copy of the book. You can go on our Facebook page, Glory to God, and you can get it from there. And if you don't know how to go on Facebook, you can inbox either of us to get it. You can inbox any of the Wild team, or if you have our personal number, whoever, you can call us, and we'll direct you to it to get your book. There's no such thing as I can't get my book. Nah, we're going to make sure that you get your book. So just go ahead, amen, and get your copy of a book. Glory to God. And if you move on up, hallelujah, we have the Wild Radio, none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Just awesome, too. Amen. Glory to God. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. So if you miss any of the shows, you can also go back and hear them on demand. And if you need a life coach, a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, I want you to hook up. Just go ahead and inbox them on Facebook and let them know what the need may be. And if you come on the show, amen, if you listen in and you say, well, I don't have Facebook and all that. Well, if you listen in on the shows, you can press the one and we'll bring you in and give you information, amen, not everything. We don't want you putting all your business out there, but how you can contact us, and we'll ask you, can we take your number down, and they'll get in contact with you. If it's anybody on either of the shows that you want to contact, amen, and you don't know how, just when you're listening in, just hit the one and we'll bring you in and ask you, can we take your number down, and we'll take your number down and we'll get back with you. You know, there's no such thing as saying I don't know how and I can't. All that's dead. Glory to God. We thank God for all that being dead. There's too much out there now for you to how you can get in contact with people. So we don't want you to miss out. Glory to God. Just come on in and get in on the fit in. Glory to God. Amen. And I want to also encourage you to go ahead and partner with us. And in partner, you will receive many perks. You will receive something from Monday. Amen. You'll receive the word on Monday. You'll receive the word on Tuesday. You'll receive it all the way down through Sunday, and it starts all back over again for only $25 or more. And you'll also be placed on the personal prayer list where you will be prayed for. Amen. Now let me ask you something. Isn't that where you want to be? Don't you want to be on a prayer list where you can be prayed for, where your name will be absolutely called out, huh? In the spirit realm. Good God Almighty, glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, he can send your name to someone to call out. Amen. And so you know what? You need to pray for whoever this is. You say pray for Sally Joe. You need to pray for Cookie or whoever. Yes, he can. But don't you want your name written down? Hallelujah. So, okay, I need to pray for her at this time of the day. I need to pray for him this time. Go down my list, Lord. These are the people I'm lifting up to you on today. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Now, that's what I'm talking about. So come on in and get in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And partner with us. You know, God don't make no mistakes when he call you in to do something. So don't think that. Hallelujah. You know, so many times people say, well, you know, they always talking about money or whatever. Well, when you go to the grocery store, you don't say, well, them people are always taking my money. You walk out with what? A bag of groceries. I hope you pay for it before you walk out. Glory to God. Remember, hallelujah, glory to God. So you're just giving to help the ministry, glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and give. Give your $25 or more. You know, you need to be raising up by now anyway. I believe we talked about it on last week, to come on up a little higher. And when you get more, you know, God requires more of you. Too much is given, much is required. So if he's increased you and gave you a pay raise, then guess what? You ought to increase that $25 or more. Glory to God. I agree. Hallelujah. So let's go ahead on now. And we're going to open up in prayer. If there's anyone that desires prayer, you can press the 1 and I will bring you in. Amen. Glory to God. I don't see any hands raised. So we're going to go ahead and open up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day that you've made, Lord. We rejoice and be glad that we're in it, oh Father. Father God, we just ask you, Lord God, to bless each and every one under the sound of my voice and those that are listening, Lord, by way of in the name of Jesus. Father God, give them what they desire, oh Lord God. We know, Lord God, that nothing is too hard for you. We know that you're the miracle worker. Lord God, if they need healing in their body, Lord God, we know that you can do it, oh God. We know, Lord God, that there's nothing that falls short of your glory, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, if there's those that need a healing, God, in their mind, Lord God, their mindset just ain't right. We ask you, Lord God, to heal them in their mind, Lord God. Those that need peace on today, give them the peace that they need, Lord God. Give them the peace that will surpass all understanding. Now, men and women will look at them and say, how can you be so peaceful with everything going on around you is falling down? Tell them that's all right. They know, hallelujah, glory to God. They know, hallelujah, oh my God. They know the London Bridge, Lord God. Oh my God. Although it may fall down, hallelujah, but you're standing there at the bridge. Glory to God. And Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who want to hear the word of God, Lord. Lord, let there be no distraction, Lord God. Everything, Lord God, that comes forth, let them receive it, Lord God, by faith, to walk in it, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now, oh God, for those, Lord God, who are lost. Those, Lord God, who don't know you, Lord God. Those, Lord God, who have went astray in the name of Jesus. And we call them back in right now, Lord. Every backslider in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said you had no respect of person. So everyone is backslidden because you said you're married to the backslider. We call them back in right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise on high in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. Glory to God. God has no respect of person. You know, I was looking at that earlier today. You know, some people say, well, I know God didn't call them to preach and he didn't call them. How do you know? What is he calling you to do? That's the main thing. Glory to God. You know, sometimes people get so caught up in, well, I know he didn't call them. You can't worry about that. Glory to God. He could call them to come and do something that you can't do. Hallelujah. We all, hallelujah, are ministers unto Christ, so we all need to minister the gospel to people. So you can't say. They may have a different calling. It may not be, amen, a prophet. It may not be an apostle. It may not be a pastor. But he's calling them to do something. Glory to God. So, you know, people need to remember that. Don't Don't discourage people, but learn how to encourage people. Glory to God. You know, sometimes people can get so caught up in discouraging people, and then they just make people just not, well, you know, I'm just not going to do it no more, Lord. I'm tired of them, you know, telling me who I am and who I'm, what I'm not. I'm just tired of them, and, you know, that's not the way to go. Also, remember, you know, he called such a person as us into ministry, and they said the same thing, you know, about us. But we're here, hallelujah. And as you get in that place, then you can go and pull somebody up, glory to God. Don't tear them down. Pull somebody up. You never say, well, God didn't call them to preach, because you don't really know, hallelujah. You don't know what he's speaking to them, glory to God. And that's the thing. You know, they say, well, I hear somebody say, well, I don't believe it. Well, okay. I just heard that, hallelujah, in the spirit. But that's okay, glory to God. You go to him for yourself. If we can, you know, they used to have this song, sweep around your own front door, glory to God. Sweep around your own front door, you know, while you're trying to sweep around somebody else's. Glory to God, hallelujah. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Amen, glory to God. So we got to move on with our message on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to be reading from chapter 4 of Acts. You know, we went in chapter 3 on last week. My intention was to go into 4, amen, but I decided, you know, hallelujah, amen, that, you know, I couldn't do chapter 4 unless I did chapter 3. So we're going to go in chapter 4 of Acts on this week. I'm going to start at the first verse. And, you know, understand, you know, like I said, some people are afraid of the Holy Ghost, but I don't understand, you know, it gives you that power from on high. Hallelujah. And that's just what it does. It gives you the power. It gives you discernment. It helps you along the way. It gives you knowledge, wisdom. Who would not want to be led by the Holy Ghost power? Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Let's see right here in the book of Acts chapter 4. And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captains of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them. See, we're talking here about Peter and John. Glory to God. You know, they were in the temple speaking, and they were talking to the people about Jesus, you know, and you know what? The captain, they decided that they were going to arrest him. That's what it was. Let's just call him the police. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. Being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. You know, when you get to talking about Jesus, you know, people don't want to hear that. And they were talking about, well, I don't know how I believe, you know, I understand that. But what you need to do, you need to get it right, amen, and find out what you're believing, because guess what? You can see, as Elder was preaching on yesterday, amen, and thank you, Lord, for bringing it back to my remembrance, amen. She was talking about the signs of the time, glory to God, and, you know, it won't be long. So you need to remember, hallelujah, glory to God, and get it right, hallelujah. Let's move on. And they laid hands on them and put them in whole until the next day, for it was now eve-tide. And what they did was, they said they laid hold of them, they got them, and they put them in on hold until the next day. It was called the eve-tide. That was the afternoon when the sun was almost down. Glory to God. You know, night was getting ready to come. That's the way the Jewish did. They put them in eve-tide because they couldn't go ahead and they couldn't take them to court right then. They had to wait. Hallelujah. It was unlawful for them to take up the court right then. Now, if there was for what they was going to take up the court for, but if it was something such as money or whatever, something such as that, then they could do that. But they couldn't do that for the reason, you know, they wanted to go ahead and take them to court. Glory to God. It's just like I'm going to court. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 4. How about many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. You see, people are really hungry. They're hungry for the real word. Now, you see how many people that were saved here? It was 5,000 that got saved. Now, when you're talking about the word, you don't know how many people that get saved under your ministry and what you're doing. You know, you say, well, my ministry just don't seem like it's doing very much. How do you know? It could be the most important part. And if you are away from your ministry and not doing your ministry, then guess what? Those people, amen, they may not come and hear me. They may not come, you know, and hear anybody else, but they can be here listening at you. So it really, your ministry is just important than anybody else's. God has no respect of person. Hallelujah. He used people differently, of course, but your ministry is still important. And even if you're just out in the streets and you minister to somebody, that's still ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some people just want a pulpit where people can pull on them and they can tell them this and tell them that. And, you know, they can look like they're somebody and stand with their big, their large coats on and, you know, and their big dresses and all this different stuff. And hallelujah. But ministry really begins. It begins at home and it begins in the street. When you go out in the hedges in the highway, ask God to lead you and guide you to a person that might need a word today. You can see, walk by and see a person just down and out. And you could just tell them, Jesus, love you, glory. He could just tell you to go over there and tell them, I love them, and glory to God. And it'll brighten their day. They say, well, you know what? I needed that. I remember I was at this place, this restaurant, and he just sent me over to this cup. And I'm like, okay, now, what I'm going to pay this cup when I get over here now, okay? He said, I want you to go over there. And he told me everything that he needed me to tell him. And everything that I told him was what they had been asking him for. Glory to God. And she just was so happy. She said, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, I couldn't get out of there. I was trying to hurry up and get on out of there. Glory to God. But she just said, oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I said, ma'am, don't thank me. Just thank him. Glory be to God. You know, glory to God. She said, oh, thank you so much. I couldn't even get out of the place. So you got to remember, when you go in, and you can give somebody just an encouraging word. Just one word will turn their whole life around. Hallelujah. You ain't got to have no pulpit. You ain't got to wear all the big fancy dresses, the big hats, and, you know, toting the big purses and all that. You ain't got to have all that. Glory to God. You know, if we would just act like common people, amen, and just preach the word and give people the word of God, you know, that's what they need now, to help them to get healed and delivered so they can come on in and serve like they're supposed to and help them get delivered from their worries. That's what people need, and teach them how to fish, not keep fishing for them, and teach them how to fish. That's what people need. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander, as many were of the kindred of the high priests, were gathered together in Jerusalem. Now, you see, all these was up there. You know what they were doing? They were going to they were getting ready, hallelujah, to take them to court. That's something. And just for standing out there preaching the word of God, hallelujah. Isn't it something when you, now, you'll have a crowd of people around you if they want to talk about other people and talk about stuff that happened on the job, talk about other people did this and that, you know, just different things, just gossipers and slanderers, we'll put it like that. But whenever you get ready to talk about Jesus, people just sometimes don't want to hear it. Well, what you do is you say, okay, you don't try to force yourself on him because he's not that type of God. Don't do it, okay? Just pray and say, Lord, you know what? Although they want to talk about Jesus, but you know what I'll do, Lord? I'm going to pray for them. If you send somebody about it, they will hear. Send the word to them wherever they go so they can hear that word. That's what you do. So many times you get so caught up, well, you know what? They don't care nothing about Jesus. Well, guess what? That may be the way they were raised. They can't help that. Hallelujah. They can't help what they were brought up at. You know, yes, they can change. You know, if we change, they can change too. But you got to want to. Hallelujah. But don't slander me, cut their throat off, glory to God, because they didn't want to hear what you had to say about the Bible on that particular day. Maybe that just wasn't time for you to give them what they needed right then. Maybe it's for you to pray and to send and ask God to send them by somebody else to give them what they need. Because, you know, sometimes people, you know, don't really know and they don't really understand. They went to church all their life, and all they ever heard was just the three little lines, maybe, you know, what can I do to be saved, you know, Nicodemus. Because I know a lot of people just what they preach, and that's where they stop at. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And all the other stuff they don't learn. Glory to God. All the other word and the Holy Ghost power, oh, good God Almighty. And all those things they just don't learn. So don't be mad because you know more than what they do, but don't try to throw yourself on them. You know, we're here to win souls, not drive them away. Glory to God. We want to drive them to Christ. Hallelujah. In our Rolls Royce, and oh my God, hallelujah. In our Escalades, and we want to drive them to God. We don't want to drive them away in our Thunderbird. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God, hallelujah. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Let's move on to 8. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole? You know, he said, hold up, wait a minute. You're going to ask us by what power have we did this? And this man, amen, he was impotent from birth, and he couldn't walk. Then y'all going to ask us by what power? Come on. Peter said, come on now. Nothing but the Holy Ghost power. So, see, you don't have to fear the Holy Ghost power, amen, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Glory to God. If you want everything that he died for you to have, then you're going to have to come up higher. Hallelujah. You're going to have to receive the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If he said, I can have it, then I want it all. Whatever this Bible says I can have, I want it all. I want it all dwelling on the inside of me. So when I go out, hallelujah, I want people to see, you know, amen, glory to God. What a good God we serve. Because whenever something happens, you want to be able to go and lay hands on the sick and they recover. Good God Almighty. And with the Holy Ghost power, you won't fear to go and tell people, amen, about Jesus. My God, my God. He said, hold up. We done healed this man over here. He healed him. Now, Holy Ghost, with the Holy Ghost in Peter, hallelujah. So he going to raise up. Huh? Ain't that what you want when you go out, hallelujah. You want your Holy Ghost power to come up on the inside and be able, hallelujah, to strengthen you so you won't have to fear in telling them, yes, I know a man named Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God that can heal. And he healed this man. And you going to ask me by what power? Glory to God. Let's read on and see what happens. But it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doeth this man stand here before you whole. He was telling them, by Jesus of Nazareth, that's how I did it, by the power of Jesus, glory to God. And you're going to sit up there and ask me them questions. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And this man standing here right here by them. He's standing there with them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said this man was crippled. Then you going to ask me, how? My God. And he done did good. By raising this man. And you going to ask me, how? Oh, my God. My God. He said, by the Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified. Hallelujah. You were letting them know. See, Peter now was in that same place where they had crucified Jesus at. Glory to God. Now, you can imagine Peter now was praying and they was calling on him. Hallelujah. Because they was in that same place. You know, that can get a little scary. It truly can. Glory to God. So, you know, amen, they're going to probably send up a few more extra prayers. You know, Lord, yeah, we in the same place that they crucified Jesus in. So, hey, come on now. We need you down here, okay? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to 11. This is the stone which was set at naught of the builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. He said, there ain't no other name, none but Jesus, that we must be saved. You know, people can call on Allah, they can call on Buddha, they can call on whoever they want to call on. But you see right here, he said, there ain't none other, nobody but Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you might be saved. So listen, if you, hallelujah, don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, amen, glory to God, that's what you're going to have to go through, amen, to get saved, hallelujah, glory to God, my God. You ain't no other name you can call on that's going to save you. There's no other name that you can call on that's going to bring you out of the mess you in. There's no other name that you're going to get healed, except by Jesus Christ, hallelujah, glory to God. There is no other name, hallelujah. You know, there's nothing but there's something about the name Jesus. When you call on Jesus, demons will flee, hallelujah. Now, things can be going on in your life, and and in your head that you think you can never get delivered from. But when you call on the name of Jesus, hallelujah, the demons got to flee. When you at last, you can say, Jesus, I need you, hallelujah. And don't be afraid to call on him because he's there, hallelujah. And he's there all the time. Sometimes people don't call him, they'll call everybody else. Hold up, let me call, hallelujah. Child alone, let me call. You know, everyone I know to call except calling on Jesus to deliver me and bring me up out of this mess. Hallelujah. But if you call on him, he shall come and he will deliver. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Now, when they saw that the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Okay, look at here. They were saying they knew they didn't have no theology. Glory to God. They didn't have none of that. They had no special training. They said they had no special education, but they can tell that they had been with Jesus. Glory to God. You see, when you have the Holy Ghost, amen, you got somebody teaching you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go back to the teaching. You got someone teaching you, and then you get the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can't nothing stop you. So many times you're thinking your theology and all this hermeneutics and hermeneutics and lollipops and all that different stuff, if that's the way to go and it can get you everything you need. You go to theology school and you sit there, well, I have this degree in divinity, glory to God. It's just divinity, candy. Hallelujah, glory to God, my God. But when you know the true and the living God, hallelujah, my God, it ain't nothing that you can't do. Hallelujah. When you get that power on the inside, hallelujah, you can turn the world over. Two people can just turn the world over. One can do it, hallelujah. But it's good to have two walking together, hallelujah, that agree, hallelujah, that they want the same thing, going down the same road, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. Let's move on. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. See, they couldn't talk because they had the evidence standing right there by him. Peter and them had the evidence of this man. He's standing there. Hey, man, he walking. Hey, man, he was praising God. You know, on chapter 3, you know, how he was praising God, and they all saw it. And see, they got healed from that. Hallelujah. He got healed. And they were in there praising God, and they recognized that, you know, these people here, and he ain't got no learning. Glory to God. So they had to be with Jesus. So they couldn't deny it because the evidence was right there. Isn't it something when you got the evidence, whenever people can see the Jesus in you, because you're helping them out. You're not slandering them. You're not talking about them. You know, get people out of your mind and get Jesus first. If you can get him first, then everything else will fall in place. Hallelujah. But if you're always talking about people and what they're doing and how they're doing it, you're forgetting all about Jesus. It's as if you're catering to man. But if you cater to Jesus first, and you know what, everything else will fall in place. He'll show you, hallelujah, how to keep people out of your mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred amongst each other. Now, they're going to tell them, y'all step out a minute. We need to talk. That's what he told them. Y'all step out. We need to talk. Let's see what happened here. Saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a noticeable miracle has been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. He was saying, what can we do? There's nothing we can do. We got the evidence right here. This man is healed. Hallelujah. So we can't do nothing to them. The people around them, they saw it. So look, they believe it. And he said, it ain't nothing they can do. When you got evidence, hallelujah, glory to God, you know that God done healed you, hallelujah. You know, sometimes even people will reject that. But you know, hallelujah. That's why he said, only you give your testimonies, amen, to help others, hallelujah. If it is not to help nobody, hallelujah, then you probably just need to just hold on to it, because, you know, people sometimes still don't believe. Glory to God. And that's just a fact. Everybody can, and they can have views if they want it, but everybody won't. But it's okay. Just hold on, hallelujah. And some will get healed through your testimony. So don't always try to hold it. Give it to someone that you know need it. Sometimes people will come up and they'll talk, they'll, you know, start talking to you. You say, well, okay, yeah, well, I had a hard time, sister. You know, I just been having a hard time lately. I can't pay my bills and whatever, whatever. Glory to God. Then you say, okay, hold up, wait a minute. Let me tell you about a man named Jesus. Let me tell you what he did for me. Glory to God. And that will help them along the way. Let's move on to 17. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But that it spread no further among the people. Let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. Let's read 18. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. He was telling them, hold up, who am I, you think I'm gonna listen to? I'm not gonna listen to y'all. Oh, I'm gonna listen to God. Come on now. And they threatened them. They couldn't do nothing to them because they had evidence. And the people had already seen, you know, the man got healed and everything. So they had the evidence standing there back there by them. So wasn't nothing they could really do to them. You know, let's move on. Or we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them. Because of the people, for all men, glorify God for that which was done. Now see, after they seen that, guess what? Now, glory to God. After they had done saw all that and all that, and then they let them go. But they threatened them before they let them go. Don't y'all come preaching that no more. Don't come preaching nothing. Do not come preaching about no Jesus, no resurrection, none of that from the dead. Do not. Because see, the Sadducees, they didn't believe in that. They were religious people, and they did not believe in that. Glory to God. So, and they didn't believe, don't believe in after death. Hallelujah. And that's what he was saying. Okay, let's read up. Hallelujah. For the man was above 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing was shown. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said unto them. So they went back and they told them just what they had said. They told them, do not come preaching that no more. Don't come talking about Jesus at all. And they threatened them, telling them what they was going to do. Now, what do you think they were probably going to do? They probably said, you know, if y'all do it, hey, we're going to put you in prison, and then we're going to go ahead and we're going to slash you. Hallelujah. We're going to cut your toes off. Glory to God and all kinds of stuff. So can you imagine? Because they said that to them. Yes, I believe they probably was a little fearful. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But guess what? They were going to stand for God, and you ain't going to stand for nothing. Either you're going to stand for Jesus and stand for the right thing, or glory to God, or you're going to be lost. It don't matter. So see, don't let fear kick in whenever you get ready to tell people about Jesus. Don't let fear overtake you when you get ready to go out and say, well, you know what? Hallelujah. I got saved under this ministry. Don't let it, hallelujah. But understand, don't let people characterize who you are. They'll tell you, well, you know what? That's just a ministry online, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you on this day, this ministry online got more power than I've seen in a long time. Hallelujah. And I've been many places. I know you said she's just saying that because she's there. No, she's saying that because she knows. Glory to God. Yeah. Peter and them talked about that they know. And that's what they told them. Did you hear it? Hallelujah. So I'm talking about that I know. Hallelujah. And we're going to see. We're going to open up the line one day and give some testimonies. Amen. Glory to God. And let you see how God has been delivering some people and how he's brought them up and brought them out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I'm telling you that I know. And you see what he was saying? They was talking about that they know, not that they didn't know. Let's move on. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which hath made heaven and earth and the sea, and all that is in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David hath said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The king of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. You know what they were doing? They were praying, hallelujah. They were praying right here. They were praying, getting ready. They was all on one accord. You know, when you get ready to pray, amen, in a corporate prayer, hallelujah, whatever you're in, hallelujah, everybody need to be on one accord. Many things can get done if everybody on one accord, not one over here. Amen, glory to God. I'm over here, I'm playing with my phone, and I'm going to see who done texted me. I'm going to see who done called me. No, not that. And I said, well, I'm going to look on the computer and see what I can find real quick. Now, whenever you come in a corporate anointing, you got to have your mind all in. You can't be over there, okay, well, you know what, I just got home, and I'm going to go ahead while they pray, and then I'm going to wait a minute, and I'm going to bake these biscuits. No, and not cooking the bologna sandwich either, glory to God. And what you need to do is get, you know, before you even go to church, y'all, have everything ready, amen, and get ready to go. Only when we get ready to go to God's house that we got to do everything. 9 times out of 10, you got about 15 different things to do. Hallelujah, glory to God. Only then, but whenever you get ready to go to work, well, you know what? It's time to go to work. I got to go. I got my lunch hour packed. Amen, glory to God. And I got my keys right here. I got my clothes out right here. I got everything laid out. But only when you come to God's house that you be spiritual. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, we got to do better. We got to do better by his word. We got to do better by God's people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And coming up that in there, amen, ready to, and on fire, ready to tear down whatever comes up and listen to the Holy Ghost as it's telling you to pray and what it's telling you to pray, amen, and touching and agreeing with those, amen, in the sanctuary as they're praying, hallelujah, and not fidgeting, amen, in your purses and looking for some lotion and fidgeting over there, amen, glory to God, with your phone. Oh, so-and-so called me. I got to step outside. No, they can wait. If it ain't life or death, hallelujah, it ain't Jesus calling, they can wait. And glory to God. We got to get to that point where we're all in everything we do for the Lord Jesus Christ. But only we're slothful in the things of Christ. But when it comes to everything else, we're on point, on cue. If I want to go to the movie, oh, yes, the movie starts at 8 o'clock. I got to be there right on time, hallelujah. A matter of fact, I'm going to get there a little early because there's a certain scene in the movie that I like to sit in. But then when it comes to the things of God, we're slack. Oh, let's move on, hallelujah. But they were praying. They were all on one accord, hallelujah. Let's go ahead and read 27. For all the truth against thy holy child, Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, they were still praying, and he was praying and asking them, hallelujah, to rain down, give them some more power, hallelujah. Let's go ahead and read it. And now, Lord, behold their threatening, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. Oh, man, listen right there. He was praying. He got in the midst of all those people, and he was praying that the Holy Ghost would fall on them. Hallelujah. And that's something when you can pray and ask God to give you that Holy Ghost power, glory to God, so you can speak it with all boldness. You can go out in the hedges and the highways to compel the lost to come to Christ, and you won't have a problem. Yes, they're going to talk about you. Hallelujah. But whom would you rather please? Man, hallelujah. I asked somebody this the other day. I said, now here's the thing. I'm going to ask you a question. Whom would you rather be mad with, your man, or you rather for Jesus to be mad? Which one would you rather? And they said, man. I said, okay, good choice, baby. Okay, good choice. So that's what they were saying. They were praying for the Holy Ghost power because they had threatened them twice. Hallelujah. Don't y'all speak that. Ain't that something? The devil tried to get you to shut your mouth up. They wasn't nothing but the devil. Glory to God. Let's move on. By stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. Let's move on to 31. Glory to God. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken, good God Almighty, where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Oh, my God, you see it right here? Hallelujah. When you can go and be filled with the Holy Ghost, it'll give you, amen, that holy boldness. I call it the holy boldness where you can go out and look, devil, I ain't scared of you. When something come up on you, amen, hold up, wait a minute, huh? With Jesus living in me, and this is what he said, I can have whatsoever I say, amen. When I stand praying, and he said I can speak to this mountain and said, be thou removed. So I'm speaking to this mountain right now, so be removed and cast in the sea. I ain't going to take no more of your mess. Hallelujah, glory to God. You got that holy boldness to say, hold up, wait a minute. You ain't going to talk to me any kind of way. Now we going to calm down and we going to talk right. You going to talk to me like I'm a grown up and I'm going to talk to you like one. Hallelujah, glory to God. When you got that boldness to say, wait a minute, hold up, hold up. You know, hallelujah. Jesus do lives, hallelujah, and he lives in me. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to throw him on you. I'm just telling you about Jesus Christ. And if they receive it, fine. If they don't, shake the dust and move it on. You know, don't get mad with people because they won't receive you. Hallelujah. It's okay. He'll send somebody else by. Hallelujah. He'll keep sending them by. What you do is you just keep praying, and then he'll keep sending them by. And he'll keep touching them and keep touching them and he'll keep touching them. And before you know it, they'll get saved. Hallelujah. You know, one plant, hallelujah, one water, and it's God that gives the increase. Hallelujah. So don't get mad. You see right here, as they came together on one accord, and then suddenly the place was shaking. Hallelujah. Can you imagine, hallelujah, them in there praying, Peter in there praying, and that place started to shake it. Can you imagine, since everybody don't know about stuff like that, you can imagine their eyes probably got a little big. Hallelujah. They like, what is going on here? There was a Holy Ghost falling down because everybody was on one accord, praying the same thing. I said, Lord, we are here, Lord. We need you down here to help us. Lord, we need you to refill us again. Give us, Lord God, the strength and the Holy Ghost power to go out and tell those that are lost to come to Christ. Give us that Holy Ghost power that will give us the understanding of your word. Give us that Holy Ghost power that will lead and guide us into the truth. Give us that Holy Ghost power, Lord God, so we can go and lay hands on the sick. Give us that Holy Ghost power, oh God, so we can go out, Lord God, in the head in the highways and compare the lost to Governor Christ. Glory to God. They were praying and it fell on them and it started shaking. Can you imagine, hallelujah, when it started shaking? Do you think everybody, amen, was just sitting there saying, what's going on, man? You can imagine. Those, the eyes probably got big. Glory to God. But that's what happened when you get on one accord. You know, one could chase a thousand, two could chase 10,000. Come on, you got to learn how to get on one accord with what people are praying, hallelujah. Don't be way out there in third field, amen, praying something that is not, you're not supposed to be praying. Glory to God. Get on one accord. If you're praying, amen, for leadership, pray for leadership. If you're praying for sickness, then pray for sickness. Hallelujah. If that person is praying, then you touch and agree with that person. Wherever you may be, in a church setting, hallelujah, if you're in your house with people and they're praying, you know, there's nobody that's trying to outdo anybody. There's room enough for everybody over here in Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you don't have to outdo anybody. Glory to God. Let's move on. And with great power. I'm sorry, let's go back up, amen, 32. And the multitude of them believed were of one heart and of one soul, neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. You see what happened here, amen, what they did, glory to God, that everything that they had. When the Holy Ghost come upon you, it's going to lead and guide you into what to do, what not to do, amen, to give and what not to give, you know, to do different things, glory to God. And that way you'll know what to do. Hallelujah. So don't be fearful of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Ask for the Holy Ghost because you want some power. You're going to need some power, amen, in these last and evil days. You're going to need some Holy Ghost power, some stand power, some dunamis power, hallelujah, to help you to stay in ministry. Glory to God, hallelujah. It's more than just clap your hands and sing one song, hallelujah, and sing my tune, hallelujah. It's more than that. It's more than just give you a few dollars to your benevolent offering and pay half of my tithe sometimes, hallelujah. Sometimes, not all time. Glory to God. It's more than all that. Hallelujah. When you go out there, amen, you're going to need to help somebody else. Hallelujah. So you need that power to help somebody else. If you don't have no power, then you can't help nobody else. And what I read right here also, It taught them to be givers. It taught them to give. Hallelujah. Let's read on a little bit. Amen. And we're going to talk about it. And with great power gave the apostles witnesses of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them. Let's read 34. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of land and houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold. You see right here, see what it did for them? It taught them something. Because you know there were some, amen, there were probably some that were in need, that believed whenever they were preaching and teaching about God, you know, preaching and teaching about Jesus. Glory to God. But you see what they did after the Holy Ghost fell? Glory to God. There were some richer than others, and it helped them out. They went and sold, amen, some of the stuff that they owned and brought it and laid it down at the apostles' feet. And the apostles passed it out to those who were in need. If there wasn't nobody in need there, glory to God. Hallelujah. It teaches you how to be a giver and not always take. Hallelujah. I talk about this all the time. I said, now, if you see a person always, every time, if you got a lollipop or you got some candy, let's just say, you know, your peppermint sticks or whatever you got, you know, and you got cookies or whatever. Let's just say whatever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then they always say, well, you know what? Oh, what you got? You know, I got cookies, you know. Glory to God. I'm just using this. Amen. Hallelujah. I got cookies. Okay. Well, you know, are they good? That means they want some, right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they always take it, but they don't ever come and give you not nothing. Hallelujah. They ain't got no power. Hallelujah. But you see right here what they did. They went and sold all of it and brought it and gave it to the apostles' feet. They didn't care what they did with it. Let me help you out. Whenever you give your money, hallelujah, it's out of your hand. Don't worry about where it's going. Don't worry about what they're doing with it. Because you don't give. If you give grudgingly, then you ain't going to get nothing in return. But if you give, amen, willingly, you're going to get a return. Hallelujah. So don't worry about what they're doing with it. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Let's move on to 35. And laid them down at the apostles' feet and distributed as made unto every man according to he has need. Let's move on, 36. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. See, they didn't worry about what they're going to do with it when they get brought it to them. If you got that Holy Ghost power, you believe, hallelujah. You know, this is the year for us to come on in, hallelujah. We already in July. Good God Almighty. These months are rolling on by. Don't worry about what's going on with it. Hallelujah. You said she talk about money all the time. Glory to God. Well, it's okay. Hallelujah. You know, I mean, you know, I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to talk about it till he tells me to stop. He's, I don't want you to say nothing else about no money, profit is more, but then get where I'm going to stop. But if he don't say it, then, hey, y'all got to hear it. Sorry. Oh, amen. Glory to God. But, you know, we serve an awesome God, so it's okay. But, see, he's not trying to get something from you. He's trying to get something to you. Look how they gave it. They went and laid it at the apostle's feet. And they didn't tell the apostle, well, you know what, hold up. I want you to give him over there $10, give him over him $20. No, when they laid it down, that was it. You give it and forget it. They hit it and they quit it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They didn't go over there and tell them how to ration it out. Well, I think they should do this with that money, and I think, you know, that ain't nothing but a religious devil, and you ain't got no Holy Ghost in you. Good God Almighty. Because whenever you do that, amen, everything on the inside of you, and you ask God to give you that Holy Ghost, it'll let you know when you're doing something wrong. It'll let you know when you're saying something wrong. It'll let you know, glory to God, hallelujah, if you're going in them wrong places, hallelujah, because that's what it's there for, to lead you and guide you. It'll let you know if you're messing with the wrong man. It'll let you know if you're messing with the wrong woman. It'll let you know if you're watching the wrong show. Oh, good God, I'm out of here. It'll let you know, hallelujah, glory to God, if you need to go over here and help sister whoever out, sister Maytag out, glory to God. It'll let you know when, you know, over here they need you to help, over here they need you to help them pay their light bill. It will let you know, glory to God. And that's what it's there for, to lead and guide you. Hallelujah. So remember, hallelujah, when you're in a setting where you're praying, amen, be on one accord. The Lord, help me to stay on one accord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead, amen, and we're going to pray, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Because I feel there's somebody who don't know what I'm talking about the oneness, one accord. So we got to pray and ask God to lead you, guide you, and show you what it means, amen. There's some that's already filled with the Holy Ghost, but you can have it, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. You can have it if you want it. If you will open up and say, Lord, rain down your power upon me. Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost power so I can do your will, so I can speak your word with boldness and proclaim it, Lord God, to the nation. So I can speak your word as I go in the hedges and the highways, oh God. So I can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. See, you can go ahead, you can have it. Hallelujah. You can have it. Hallelujah. Ain't no shame in God. Hallelujah. You can have whatsoever you pray, believe that you have received it, and you can get it. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and pray. There are some who don't understand. Hallelujah. Father God, I ask you, Lord God, right now and today, Lord God, to give them understanding of what I just said, Lord God. Father God, don't let them leave here confused, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know that you're not the author of confusion, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're taking that confusion out of the equation, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And, Father, put them on straight street, Lord God. Give them the holy boldness that they need, Lord, to go out, Lord. Lord God, and preach your word and proclaim the word of God on today. Give them, Lord God, that Holy Ghost power on the inside of them, oh Lord God, to let them know what's right, what's wrong, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, Lord God, persistence, Lord God, in the word of God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to give them all that they need, Lord God. Strengthen their mortal body, Lord God. Strengthen their mind in the word, Lord God. Give them, Lord God, oh my God, the knowledge and the wisdom that comes from the word of God, Lord God, so they won't make no mistakes, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, that you're opening it up to them, Lord. You're taking the blinders off their eyes, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, and I give you glory. I give you honor, and I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God, and what an awesome God we serve. He's not slack concerning his promises. Hallelujah. He said every promise is yea and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know sometimes you say, well, Lord, I've been promised this thing for over 10, 15, 20 years. Hallelujah. Well, sometimes we hold our own blessings up, and sometimes it ain't time for us to get what we get. But, you know, if you keep pitching a fit, understand, he will let you get what you get. And so it don't mean you're pitching a fit because you've already got it. Hallelujah. He'll let you have it now. Some say, well, he ain't going to give you nothing that's going to hurt you now. But if you keep pitching a fit, he's going to let you get what you're asking for. Hallelujah. I can tell you, I was asking for something, and I kept asking. I said, Lord, now listen, Lord, you know me, you got to talk now. Let's talk. And so I was talking, and he said, yeah, you can go ahead. Go ahead. Do this. But remember, you do this, this going to happen. I said, forget it. I don't want it, and I ain't going to bring it up no more. I'm through with it. Glory to God. So when he speaks, hallelujah, glory to God, you'll know for real. I don't want that. But guess what? You ain't going to talk against yourself. So that's how you know that he's speaking. You ain't going to come against yourself saying that, you know, this thing going to happen. You ain't going to say that. Glory to God. So whatever you do, you keep picking up it, he'll let you get it. Glory to God. So some things you get, you can't hold. Hallelujah. You get things and then you can't hold on to them because it wasn't time for you to get it, but you wanted it. And he let you went ahead and got it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to reiterate, hallelujah, some of the shows that's coming up. So don't forget on Tuesday night. Hallelujah. Apostle and Pastor. Amen. They've been going at it. Good God Almighty. Pulling out stuff in their word that you ain't never saw before. So I want you to come on and don't miss it. Hallelujah. Come on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern. Don't forget Saturday Faith Come By Hearing. None other than Elder Bertha Askew, awesome woman of God. Praying woman of God. Singing woman of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She'll take you there. At 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern. And don't forget, next Sunday, Prophetic Corner, Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams, 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern. And then next will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Ministry Lane Jackson, 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. So don't forget, come on and show us some love by coming on and listening to the Word of God as it's being taught, it's being preached. Hallelujah. Prayer going forward, singing going forward. So just come on and get in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ. Glory to God, to salvation. Hallelujah. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. I give my life to you, Lord. I repent for all my sins, Lord, I have committed against you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. So I want you to go ahead and hit me up on Facebook and let me know that it was you. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because God is so good and he is so worthy to be praised. I'm going to go ahead now and read the benediction and we're going to get off the radio. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen, amen. We'll see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome, awesome week.